Students for Democratic Society, whole range of other groups, Green Party, some of the unions. Hopefully more and more of us will show up. We'll see what happens as the night goes.
Republican presidential hopefuls took part in a debate outlining their preferred policies. The ensuing protest outside brought advocates for multiple causes out in full force. One sign read, "Tea parties are for little girls." J.D. Alexander showed up with a stack of anti-war signs, but said he's particularly appalled with some candidates' plans for Social Security.
Some of them want to get rid of Social Security and also Medicare. Also want to privatize Social Security and privatize Medicare. There is one that's both, there's two governors there that are trying to do that, former Governor Mitt Romney and then the Perry, who let the state of Texas burn down while he went out to campaign a couple of weeks ago in South Carolina. And I think that's pretty bad for the GOP right now. I don't think that they have anybody that can go against Obama next year.
Sarah Kilker didn't stake claim to any organization in particular. It was comments made by Rick Perry and the GOP reaction that motivated her to join the group.
I just was appalled by what I saw on the last debate when they had the round of applause, and it was joyous applause when Perry said that he had executed, or when he was asked about executing all those people. It made me wonder who we are nowadays as Americans.
A USF student touted a sign that said, "Keep your laws off my body." She said opportunities to protest are the only way to fight for her reproductive rights.
I don't feel like the Republican candidates support them. In fact, all of them, I believe, except for Mitt Romney, have signed an anti-choice pact stating that they will never promote anti-life just judges federally, and that they will never pass any pro-choice legislation. So, pisses me off.
A group of environmentalists from USF St. Petersburg came dressed in green and wearing masks. Lauren Riley is a delegate for SEAS, the Student Environmental Awareness Society. She said Tea Party candidates are not doing their part to ensure environmental safety.
Each of the candidates have expressed that they want to like kind of take out our safeguards and like threatening the EPA's integrity. They're creating like loopholes in the Clean Air Act so that it's easier for dirty energy companies to pollute more. So it's really important that we stand up for that and that we remind not, you know, just the candidates, but the voters that are going to be here, that we have a right to clean air and, you know, and our health, and that's important that we protect it.
The large-scale protest was organized in part by homeless advocate Bruce Wright. In a planning meeting the day before the scheduled event, Wright said he's tired of right-wing politicians putting profits before people. He said there are a lot of reasons to protest GOP policies, and opposing voices need to be heard.
Well, some of the specific issues that we want to address is ending the wars. That is not only getting out of Iraq and Afghanistan, but getting out of everywhere that we are interfering. A lot of people don't know about the secret wars going on in Pakistan or Yemen or other Middle Eastern countries that we're intervening in. We also want to eliminate the tax cuts for the wealthy, and we want to eliminate the personhood of corporations.
But most of those gathered didn't think their voices were being heard. Efforts to assemble near ticket holders coming and going from the event were limited. A campaign visibility area was set up away from where attendees were entering or exiting, and even further away from media outlets. Wright attempted to make contact with CNN, the news outlet hosting the event, but was turned away by police. Mike Fox, member of the St. Petersburg Young Democrats, said the positioning of protesters made it difficult to be seen.
First and foremost, something that I would think that the Tea Party would stand for. They have said they have stood for it, and that is everyone has a right to express themselves, and most importantly, express themselves in a space where they will be heard. Expressing yourself in the middle of the desert, it's just like the infamous, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody's there to hear it, does it make a noise? In this case, I would submit no.
And not everyone with a sign was against the Republican candidates. two dozen or so people stood along medians and sidewalks urging passing motorists to honk for their candidates. One Mitt Romney supporter parked alongside the anti-Tea Partiers. Dixie Eklund said supporters of GOP candidates shouldn't be the minority. She said she supports Romney for his success as governor of Massachusetts.
I was coming in, we were told to pay our fair share of taxes, but the truth is I pay plenty of taxes, and I think that we can do just fine with the taxes that are paid right now. So, if anything, and to be fair, I'm a Tea Partier, so I'm all for lower taxes, but I'm also a big fan of Mitt Romney.
Demonstrators were given a two-page list of guidelines to follow while exercising their First Amendment rights. The outline cautioned gatherers to avoid demonstrations along sidewalks and other common areas. The supporters of candidates in the debate outside the fairground entrance were not asked to move. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.